Shalom Aleichem, Mishpachas. Todd Dammer here with Paradigm Shift, and thank you again for joining us today. And as always, we want to give all glory to our Father of our forefathers, Yahweh Yahuwah Elohim, who sits in the heaven of heavens with our King, Yeshua HaMashiach, sitting at his right hand, waiting for his enemies to make his footstool.
Modeh ani lefanecha melechai vechayam, which says, I gratefully thank you, living and existing King. And we do so gratefully thank you because he is revealing amazing things to us right now. Supernatural things that we just never, we were trained, we were programmed to believe that they didn't exist or could not exist. And yet they're all around us. And he guides us and gives us direction on how to navigate through a supernatural world that is active, literally, around us 24/7. It does transcend our time-space limitations. And so this is what we're trying to do here at Paradigm Shift, is we're digging in. We're facing these things. We want to know. We want the truth, and we're willing to turn and face the challenge of digging it out. And we want to do it together. We enjoy doing it with others.
It's the way it comes.
That's right.
So the way it comes is through one another for us to understand the revelation and the teshuvah, the becoming of Echad, one in Israel, and us coming back and throwing out all the ideas of our forefathers which have been predicated and designed by our fallen kings that we chose way back in the day when we chose a king over Yahweh Yahuwah Elohim being the king on earth. So what today is have corrupted, dark, occulted kings who run this earth by a cabal, and they use their money-changing economic system of the money changers of usury to enslave the world with. And they are also called, they are the gold gatherers on the earth. They're the ones who control all the gold, and they're the ones who make the rules. And then they make it according to their whim, which is lawlessness, which is from their religion of Satanism, or and it's branched off into many different sects, and it's Christianism, it's Judaism, it's Islam, it's Freemasonism, it's Illuminism, it's Jesuitism, it's all these different facets that they clothe themselves in, so you can't understand or know who they are any longer.
But Ephesians 5:11 tells us to have no fellowship with fruitless works of darkness, but rather we are to expose them, we are to convict them, we are to rebuke them. And Ecclesiastes 1:13 tells us, I set my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all that has been done under the heavens. This evil task Elohim has given to the sons of man, to be humbled by it. That's what happens when you become ready and willing to turn and face the truth of the reality that's going on around you on a day-by-day basis. Not just, oh, I get it, there's evil out there, let's move on and sing a happy song. No, we're talking about being able to stand and stand all the more, like Ephesians tells us to do.
And say no.
You become humbled. You become willing and able to finally love your brethren, no matter how putrid your dirty rags are or how putrid their dirty rags are.
Yeah, while we're thinking we only have a plank in our eye, we've got a whole lumber yard in our closet that needs to be sifted through. And it requires other skilled carpenters in order to pick out the good wood and build a house on a firm foundation. And the rules and instructions on how to build that house from the foundation up begins with time. The most powerful aspect on this planet is the control of time. And these timekeepers are the black magicians of the Canaanite tribes that are the Windsors today, who establish the time and the navigation over the earth of how you walk out that time and the ways that you will go literally in the navigation in the Gregorian calendar system and the prime meridian that they established in Greenwich, England. So we have, and I just like to throw it in, we're supposed to hate evil. And the reason why we're humbled by this when we begin to discover who our rulers are and what we've really been going through in the orchestration of this culture that we've been living in, we realize it's all completely a fake, it's all completely illusion, and it's all based upon learning to implant fears in us, dividing one another from us so that they can conquer. If they can keep us fighting between one another, they can corrupt our DNA, they can corrupt our families and our bloodlines, and they can get the DNA in the right sequencing and frequency in order for their Numo, as they call it, from the Dogon tribe in the northwestern part of Africa called Mali region, and that's where the prime meridian runs down and splits the Atlas Mountains and goes right through through where the Dogon used to worship the fallen ones, the sun, moon, planet, and stars, and they say they came down from heaven and came down here and gave man fire. That's the jackal that you see in the Egyptian...
Or the story of Prometheus.
The story of Prometheus.
The
story
Egyptian Anubis.
Egyptian Anubis. Osiris and Isis. This all comes from the Canaanite dog star, the one-eyed brightest star in the heavens that rises on July 21st or 22nd every year over the River Nile. And that was the beginning of summer, the dog days of summer. We get those word, that term about the dog days of summer from our Canaanite bloodline kings.
Which means they're still ruling over us.
That's
isn't
right.
Just ancient history. This isn't just something to be poo-pooed and you just move on. This is the interesting thing about the command in Amos 5:15 to hate evil. Because so many people will tell you that they hate evil, yet they continue to live in it. They continue to watch the movies and enjoy the movies, which absolutely are programming you for evil. They continue to eat the foods. They continue to use the products. They continue in all of the thoughts and the speech, and yes, on and on. That's evil. We're commanded to hate that. So we have to come out of that. Now, does that mean you can no longer ever use a cell phone? No, it doesn't mean that. But it means you've got to quit making the cell phone the center of your life.
Use it
as a tool and move on.
That's right, to avoid. We don't always run to that and have those things around on our beings. But
and these things, these Dogon gods, these are the mermaids that they've taught us to fall in love with. Half human, half fish, okay? We have a love affair with mermaids in the world today right now. And they don't
temple.
Show you that these things are man-eaters. They're horrible, horrible creatures.
Right.
And these Dogon people, what they were all about, what the Dogon gods were, the Numo were all about, the Nomo, N-O-M-M-O, were all about, was finding ways to get our human bodies to resonate in frequencies so they could enter us.
Yep.
That is biblical, my friends.
That's right. And that means coming from the dog star Sirius. So that's what's so important in it rising on, over the Nile, the waters of the earth that feed the earth and all the religions of the earth. Of the corrupted Canaanite bloodlines instead of the Hebraic lines of the Torah Messiah, and the feasts and festivals are there. So it's all about time, because that's why they measure out the earth and they place their cities on power points all across the earth that has that affect the magnetic field of the planet. Because in their belief system, going all the way back to the Dogons, this is a 3,000-4,000 year old religion. They went west from Egypt and they settled out in this area in northwestern Africa. So they separated themselves from the tribe of Egypt, Egypt came out of Ham, right?
Yep.
Okay, so it came out of Ham. So they separated themselves from that and they made up their own little, they made up their own names for the same old tired religion of corruption and worship the sun, moon, planet, and stars. Because if they can get people to do that, in their belief, they understood all the way back then that Sirius, the dog star Sirius, which is the eye of the Canaanite, Canis Major star system up above in the heavens, they knew that there was a Sirius A and a Sirius B. It wasn't until the 1800s when the idea came up that there was a second sun or something orbiting around the Sirius star.
Because of the theory that something with huge mass draws objects to it. Einstein's theory about gravity. And so this is the
this
same
is
thing.
This is what we're told, yeah.
Well, this is what what they were using to understand that something else was having an effect on Sirius A.
Yeah. So anyway, so then in 1970, they supposedly took a picture of Sirius B. And that Sirius A and B in the Dogon and Egyptian culture was representative of Osiris and Isis. And Osiris was a green god, and these Numos were green gods with horse-like human-like upper halves and then lower halves were of fish tails. And what they were hermaphrodites, and that's why you have the biggest hermaphrodite that is promoted throughout the American culture and the world today is Lady Gaga and her ceremonies of rebirthing a new race, as she talks about.
And that's also why you're seeing so many of the pop stars have their separate alternate personas, and they're usually their other half is the male or female. You know, if like Lady Gaga, her other half is a male. She's showing you the hermaphrodite in her, you know, that this merging of these two sexes.
That's right. So this Dogon, Windsor, Egyptian, Baal, Eastern metaphysics religion that they have combined, all of the satanic religions on the earth that all have the same occult knowledge going with the same background, the same eight Sabbat quarters, which are Christmas, expressed in Christendom as Christmas and Easter and Halloween and Thanksgiving, and then they use their lines and where they've done their cities on this earth to open up the spiritual or the magnetic field of the earth and to harmate it and vibrate with the people on the earth in corruption in order for the Dogon, when they first came here, they said they were to create human beings and they needed to create human beings. Why? Because they needed bodies to inhabit because yep. Their planet was being destroyed. So they, the one that came here was, what was the black dog, what's it called?
Jackal.
A jackal. And this jackal is Lucifer, the fallen one who came, who took fire from the Numos on their home world and came to this planet with the spiritual and genetic aspects of the Numo in order to create humans from the animals and mix them with on the earth.
And what's interesting is the Dogons, they are purely spiritual creatures. They're
right.
Immortal. They're alien beings. That's who came to earth. Well, scripture tells us who that is. Those are demons.
That's right. Those are the fallen ones, and scripture plainly tells us the story in the Torah from Genesis and in the whole book onward is about time and seasons and DNA and the harmonics of humans of how we sing and how we speak, what language we use to speak, because it's through this, what they call it today is black magic and white magic. And and it's the left hand and right hand paths of Satanism. The left hand path is through destruction, and the right hand path is through more like gentle coercing or socialism propaganda type
sorcery,
method.
Magic,
sorcery. So they're always giving you the highest honor of any magician or magi is the ability to smooze the people.
A politician,
you know, those are the people that will buy the corrupted things of our heart. They're the best at getting people to be enamored by their speech and the way that they present things. And that is called magic and sorcery. And we practice that mishpachah on a daily basis. And any time we have any corruption in our heart, any anger, any resentment, any issues, any problems, which we do, they rise up in us and we begin to try to present a different picture about ourselves to other people and try to force that paradigm on them. And if they won't adhere to that paradigm, then we'll try to remold them into our own image. And that's why we get upset with one another and we'll divide off and go someplace else in places of anger and then calling it good to Yah because he's led us someplace else.
And this, well, another important part or faction of this Numo religion, the Dogon tribe, is that they built sacrificial cities on the earth's magnetic grids at the locations of primary connections with the sun. And they would draw them in and release them from these areas of the earth. And guess what latitude it was at? 33 degrees.
That's
and
right.
That's where all of every country on the 33-degree latitude has the death penalty.
Death penalty going all the way around the planet. And all of the countries on the 33-degree parallel, which includes Israel, includes the United States, which includes Iran, India, China, Syria, and on and on and on. Anywhere from the 33 to 36-degree latitude, north or south of the 33-degree line, is where all the major human sacrifice points were on the planet, like Baal Bek. And was it in Lebanon? Is it Lebanon or Libya? Was it Syria? Yeah, well, anyway, Baal Bek was the biggest sacrificing place on the planet. But the interesting thing about this 33-degree parallel is that it goes through the northern part of Israel. It also goes through the old city of Carthage, which was the largest sacrificial city, and Hannibal, the king of that, almost destroyed Rome during that time period. And we know through historical study that Carthage was founded by some of the northern tribes of Israel when they were kicked out of the land first before our southern tribe brothers of Yehuda, and they were kicked over to Babylon.
It also goes through Mount Hermon, which is the very first recording of extraterrestrial contact on Earth.
That's where, yes, it goes through there, and that's in northern Israel. And then you've got... also, when you come west to the United States, it goes through Memphis, Tennessee. The town in Carthage where the child sacrifice took place was Tennessee, Carthage. And you have a pyramid there in Tennessee with 32 steps, just like on the dollar bill. It leaves off the top pyramid on the top because they're the occulted ones that you can't see who controls everything. That's why there's not a top capstone. The pyramid there in Tennessee is 9,200 panes of glass, which 9 and 2 equals to 11, the number of corruption. And what you got to understand, Mishpachah, is these Canaanite kings of the earth, they rule by astrology, sacred geometry, and numerology. And it's all based in times and seasons. So if they can get humanity on their times and seasons, like, for example, in Christianity, it's on December 25th, and Easter, but they're all Osiris, old God celebrations on the same dates, times, and seasons of the vernal equinoxes and the spring equinoxes, the solstices they give to us. If they can get everybody doing that, the Ungabunga on those days, and corruption, and they're doing all as they will, and how they will worship any god that they make up in their own image, and however they want to worship them, then they get to be the sorcerers of delusion over the people because the people give consent and ignorance to the powers that be.
And it's so interesting because they're also having the release of the new Superman movie in time to teach the religious history of the Dogon worship to all men. Now, that would be in July then when the Dog Star Rises? Is that when the release of the Superman movie is?
No, it's in, yes, July. No, the Superman movie is being released sometime like right now or something like that. But it's also in coordination with, we do have their summer solstice that they picked, and we're going to be checking this on our solar sundials that Brother Henry made up, and a bunch of you out there have gotten. So please take pictures now through a couple days after the upcoming June 20th and 21st, just in a few days from now. Keep taking pictures, and what you're going to be looking for is for when that line begins to move back down. We want to see if it's like a 24-hour period, and if it occurs on the day of equal day and night, which we did check over Jerusalem. It occurs on the 20th, June 20th and 21st over Jerusalem. So as we've been saying before in this measurement of the sun, to really take back time for ourselves and see when the four quarters of the year actually begin and end, so we know the times and seasons of our Abba, as the priestly timekeepers, as we begin to take it back in our own hands and not let these black magic sorcerer magicians from NASA to define everything heavily in time and space for us any longer, or the Catholic Church of the Vatican, which the Windsor House controls. We take this back to look at these things. Like I said, the North Pole, we didn't believe that the summer solstice could be messed with as much because the South Pole, because those things are set things based upon the northern star, North Star, that's in the constellation Canis. No, Major. No. It's in the Bear constellation.
The Great Bear? Well, it's not in it.
No, it's not the Great Bear.
The handle points to it.
The handle does. Yeah, the Big Dipper. The Big Dipper points to the North Star.
It's not in a constellation.
So, we're going to be checking those and just take pictures on the date. Start taking pictures of your measuring instrument. And from now through the 21st of June, and then we will be able to see if the solstice, the longest day of light of year on planet Earth of summer beginning, actually occurs when they say it does. Because we know they're equinoxes, there's something off with that.
And which, that's of course, with the equinoxes, that's when our fall and spring feasts, our spring and fall feasts are. So they want us to be late or early for those feasts.
That's right.
So they have a real reason to mess with what's going on there. Now, just to get back to this idea of the Superman movie being released in order to teach men the religious history of the Dogon worship, it's interesting because in the Superman movie, he has to escape a self-destructing planet. And this is exactly what the Pneumo did.
This is what the Jackal did. The Jackal of the Pneumo.
Escaped the self-destructing planet, came to Earth, where no intelligence existed, and of course we're peons compared to Superman. But then the Pneumo had this plan to change animals so they could spiritually incarnate in them. Using the animals of the Earth, they planned to create a new life form for their souls to inhabit. The Dogon mythology state this experiment failed. Humanity was born of this failure, because that was the animal experimentations. That was the failure. Some of the Pneumo souls were lost to the Earth. They're related and referred to as lizards. Now we're talking about reptilian bloodlines coming into the picture, right? All of these pieces keep coming back to the same place.
And same people.
And they snaked slowly across the ground on the land and had a shapeless neck. They were compared to lizards and chameleons because they could change their colors and hide from everyone while they did their works and or do their works and then change back again, which is works of darkness.
They try to keep everything hidden. And this is where the Merovingian bloodline comes from to the House of Windsor and all of the kings of Europe today. They all claim a bloodline which comes from a chateau in France where it's said by that Jesus, when he jumped down off the cross, he ran to with Mary Magdalene, and then he birthed the Merovingian bloodline of basically the Dogons of the Pneumo, who are the ones seeking to create the hermaphroditic race here on the planet so humans can fully be inhabited by the fallen spirits, the fallen angels in the earth and up coming down from the heavens.
And Merovingian, Merovi means myths, and it's associated with the Dogons because of the mythical persons that have been born to them. And just to make this clear, Windsor, the House of Windsor that everybody just seems to be so infatuated with, well, they control the gold. Gold is a symbol of the sun. Wind equals coronal mass ejection, and then the French word or means gold, which equals Windsor, people of the sun.
That's right. And so, you know, this French-German bloodline that we believe are the Parthian kings, they were the major, you know, head Parthian kings for 1,000 years, this one bloodline in Parthia, when that kingdom of Parthia was formed out of the fall of the northern 10 tribes of Israel. Millions of our people went east and went to the southern steppes of Russia and formed an empire called Parthia, which almost went side by side with Rome for 1,000 years. It was actually, its beginnings occurred a few hundred years before Rome's beginnings did, but Rome was already being established at the time that the Parthians were rising at the same time as well. You had the Persians and that were existing when the Parthians, I believe it was the Persians, yeah, the Persians were existing when the Parthians went, when the northern 10 tribes of Israel went and became Parthia. Then the Greece took over after the Persians, and it was the Parthia defeated some of the Grecian general, one of the Grecian generals in order to actually solidify the empire.
And what's interesting about these Dogons and this whole mermaid idea is the control of water and how important the waters, the men, the Hebrew letter men. Remember we told you about the goddess, the Mem Aleph, which is Mem as in water and chaos, and Aleph as in head. So the woman who can birth, who has the water, she's the head, the goddess. Well, this is what the Dogon tribe's all about, is the control of the waters. And there's actually 7 ships in the British Royal Navy that are named after the Merovingian family. Water is very important to these people.
Control of the seas. That the British Empire was on, where the sun never set on the British Empire.
Egypt said to understand the winds of plasma and to be able to make Egypt a fruitful plain. That's what they were so interested in the water for. They were interested in controlling the waters of the earth from the heavens to the oceans and rivers to the waters of man. This is their obsession in order to change the DNA of man. And these people, there's actually stories that's what the Sphinx is for. The way the Sphinx's body is shaped is more of a jackal than a lion. The whole length of it
too
and
long
everything.
For it in comparison. There's also watermarks
there,
on it.
Yeah.
And the original head was more than likely a jackal representation.
So, but these watermarks, go back to the watermarks on the Sphinx. They're up so high and nobody can figure out why they're up so high. Well, one of the theories is that it was actually sitting in a pond. It was sitting in a
lake.
Right, for the Dogons, because they were amphibious.
Yeah, they're amphibious, and then the pharaohs themselves, because they understood the hermetics, the relationship, the magnetics of the earth and the sun itself, and that plasma comes from the sun and gives the rain on the earth, that they were doing their unga bunga, and they at the times, and they were making rains fall from the heavens, and so therefore they were called gods, making all of Egypt a fertile plain. And of course today it's a complete desert. So, and also that happened to Israel. We know in our scriptures that if we, the land will vomit us out, there's death. We began this show over that when we come back, we just have a real sense of death all over the lands. It's because when we were up there looking for that boat, as we traveled further north out of Salem, we went to the Washington area where you got Washington, one pillar on the west coast and one on the east coast. And that is, and there was more satanic as we went up in there.
And I just want to make the point also that this Dagon tribe returns from the same area of the sky as we've been talking about with the star charts that are located all across ancient civilizations throughout this globe, where we're looking at the Pleiades, we're looking at the Taurus and down into the Dog Star, Sirius, Canis Major, okay, all of this area we need to be watching.
Okay, so keep looking up, Mishpacha, everything, hallelujah.
Respect your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.